I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're coming live from the Built for Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are on the free Odyssey app, good Friday morning, a feel-good summer Friday where we've got some football to talk about as the Giants debuted their 2022 version of themselves in a preseason game last night. Didn't see the starters for very long, and some injuries, of course, led to an offense that wasn't the offense we expect to see in the regular season, but they did win the game, which doesn't really mean anything. Basically. You got the Mets and Phillies kicking off a series. We got Scherzer and DeGrom back-to-back, and the Yankees and the Red Sox with their weekend series. And oh, by the way, with the win that the Astros had last night, they now have the best record in the American League. They overtake the one seed in the AL. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jim. I'm doing good, and I don't know. It was kind of weird watching football last night, but, I kind of give the Giants a B. You want to win the game. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care who's playing. I think that getting off to a winning start for the team, for the coach, for the general manager, all the changes around here, it was fine. It was fine. And I thought Daniel Jones looked a little bit nervous, but, I expect that.
Yeah.
And he was fine. Saquon was okay. He wasn't great. There was a play late in the first quarter, I believe it was, and it was Saquon's replacement, I forget who it was back there, and he just got steamrolled right into Daniel Jones. And it was a blitz by the Patriots, and it affected Daniel Jones' throw, so some things haven't changed. There was also another kind of a delayed blitz on a play-action pass. He got hit. So some of those things have got to be ironed out and worked out. But all in all, with the exception of a few injuries, it was fine. It was fine. It wasn't exciting, but it was good to see football again. It was good to see the Giants out on the field again. And it was good for them to get a win.
Yeah, and the win doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but for Brian Daboll in its first game coaching, he wanted to win the game. He didn't go for the touchdown at the end of the game. He kicked the field goal so he could get the win. So maybe that's a feel-good moment for him. But, we're not really going to judge so much from if this offense is going to be any different in his first preseason game, because as you've told me many times, they're not going to show a lot of cards in preseason either. I mean, it's going to be very, very basic stuff that they're going to be doing in these preseason games. That's basically what we saw. The first drive was okay, ended up in a field goal, which seems to be the Giants' MO. Drive the ball down the field early in the game, end up kicking a field goal. And then after that, the second drive, not so great. But it really comes down to, are Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley real NFL players that you can count on past this year? And I've been saying no for the last several years. I still believe that. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but I don't think that we're going to be talking about those two guys as long-term Giants after this year. And I know that their schedule is favorable. I understand they've got weapons. They had a great draft this year. We all believe that both the guys they took in the first round are going to be impact players. But Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, I think, are going to make their name in this Giants organization with a different quarterback and without Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I also believe that, you know, last night, it's kind of keep it stupid simple, or simple stupid, however you want to look at it. Don't do any crazy things. There's not a lot of motion, not a lot of shifting. There's just, let's line up and let's run plays. And let's run plays that we've been running for the last 2 weeks. And let's just try to, you know, get off the ground and start feeling comfortable about what we're seeing, what the pass protections are, what the reads are for the wide receivers and everything else like that. So, for the most part, it happened. You know, Tyrod Taylor is running all over the place. One thing I will say that the Giants do have, they do have a guy that if something does happen to Daniel Jones, he'll come in and he'll make it exciting.
Well, what's interesting to me is not if something happens, obviously, if there's an injury, sure, but you know, what if Daniel Jones isn't playing well? What if he is...
They have an alternative.
Yeah, right. I mean, so that's going to be the thing that I'm going to be keeping an eye on is what if he's not figuring out the system? What if they lose a couple of games and he's turning the ball over again? Are they going to go to Tyrod Taylor and just basically end the Daniel Jones era early?
I wouldn't think that would be the case. But again, what you saw from Tyrod is what you're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see a couple guys running wide open, and he tries to like direct it to them.
Yeah.
They catch the ball, but then they fall down. You know, it's not hitting guys in stride. A couple times he had a guy down the right sideline, and he underthrew him, but he moves around. You know, and he's not going to stand back there and just sit there and get hit. So he will extend a play, and he's been around long enough to know how to be successful in the league, not how to be... You know, a team that's got a guy that's going to lead a team to the Super Bowl, but he will give you a competitive outing if you need to have that. So that's the one thing that I will say that they improved significantly this offseason. I know it's not much, but it is a backup quarterback. It is an alternative. If, in fact, you know, that's not the future of the Giants.
No, it's not.
He's here because he's an insurance policy.
Yeah, and I think that a new head coach in Brian Daboll, if things aren't going the way he wants offensively with Daniel Jones, is going to look at Tyrod Taylor as a security blanket, too. Like, all right, this guy knows the offense. He's a veteran. He's going to do the things we need to do. He can extend plays. I just wouldn't be surprised if things weren't going well for Daniel Jones if he made that switch at some point in the season. Surprise me at all.
I mean, to win games, it could happen, yes. Especially if they believe that the quarterback is not generating offense, because that is the position where the offense generates from. He's the guy that is going to be either the energy that is driving the whole thing, or he is going to be a flatliner and guys are not responding. And that's the danger of where Daniel Jones is right now. You know, I'd also say, like, I was watching a little bit of Baltimore and Tennessee last night on the NFL Network here locally.
Malik Willis?
Yeah, so you have Malik Willis, and he's not ready yet either. He's still a young kid trying to figure it out. But, man, he's running all over the place. And it is fun for the fans to watch. And he does make, you know, extra plays. And you can see that he definitely brings an energy to that team that Ryan Tannehill doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, he also had that big completion, too, of 40-plus yards. So he was able to throw the ball as well.
I got to say, you know, look, as a little helter-skelter, but I didn't realize he was that good of an athlete. I saw some film of him and everything else. But when you finally see him on a game field last night, like we saw him last night, not going against the number ones for Tennessee. I mean, you can see the kid has got, you know, some giddy up to him. And, you know, that will be a situation that if Ryan Tannehill and that team starts out bad, they're flat and there's no energy. You know, I see like in week 5 or 6, Mike Vrabel saying, get in there, kid, and go make some plays.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. They dropped in the draft significantly. That was one of the big storylines of why isn't Malik Willis being chosen. Some people thought he might go in the top 10 and ended up falling out of the first round. So I think that's why we kind of forgot about him. And I had forgotten even where he got drafted until last night. And he was running around making all those plays. But yeah, I mean, head coaches love to have that ace in the hole. You know, someone that they can bring in that provides a different energy for the team. And I do think that Tyrod Taylor can do that for the Giants. Now, Kenny Golladay drops a ball at the 2-yard line. All reports on him this year that he's had, the quote was a sluggish camp. He had a miserable first year as a Giant where he didn't really contribute and he got hurt. This is turning into one of those classic guy gets paid, guy doesn't care situations, because there's one thing about, you know, you deal with an injury, you deal with an injury. It's another thing when it doesn't seem like you're caring, and then you have a situation where it's a clear drop in a preseason game. He's got to figure it out. I mean, that's a huge part of what this offense can be. And he was a really good player for the Lions. He's come here, he's been a non-factor, and he's getting paid a significant amount of money.
All right, so I appreciate what Carl Banks said last night, you know, because he did get on Kenny Golladay off of this particular play where he drops the ball. Again, these are the nuances of the new offense. You know, you kind of come off the line a little bit lazily because that's what you're told to do, because you got to let the things happen in front of you first.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if Brian Daboll is telling Daniel Jones on the sideline, hey, man, you got to let the thing develop and not pull the trigger so fast. And if he really lets the thing develop, he's got the guy going to the corner route. You know, he threw it to the wrong guy. Now, I know that he throws it to Kenny Golladay. Kenny Golladay, I think it got on him so fast. And these are like the little things that happen within a new offense.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had Gabriel Davis. They have Steph Diggs up there in sure. Buffalo. Everybody's yep. growing up with Josh Allen. These guys are learning on the fly for the first time. And this is really, you know, they had the blue and white scrimmage. But now this is the first time that they're out there really with real competition. So what I saw there, yeah, Kenny Golladay dropped the ball. But I also could say if Daniel Jones just holds on to the ball a tad second longer, he's going to hit the corner pattern for a touchdown.
What did Carl Banks say? I didn't hear what Carl
Banks said. Well, he actually got on Kenny Golladay, just like you did.
Right.
He didn't say he didn't care. He just said, you know, he's got to come out of that break. He's got to be expecting that ball.
Right.
But I'm watching the play, and I watched it back on replay already last night because I wanted to see exactly what was going on. And if CBS can go back and show that play again, watch the inside receiver. I don't know who it is. Watch the inside receiver going to the corner. And Daniel Jones just holds it ever so just a little bit longer and watch the corner out.
Yeah.
He could throw the corner out. He could throw it out to the side and probably score a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, if Carl Banks is crushing Kenny Golladay.
He's got him open.
Yeah, right. Like that because of a drop, it's because he knows that there's other stuff going on with him.
Yeah, you know, he probably knows the team. Yeah, he knows the internal stuff going on there. But I don't want to make a big deal out of it. It's the first preseason game. And again, they're running an offense and they're being taught things. I think Daniel was a little bit quick. I think that Kenny Golladay wasn't expecting the ball as quickly as it came. But if Daniel holds on it just a tad bit longer and fires it in there to the guy who is running the corner pattern, it's a touchdown. It's an easy touchdown.
Yeah.
So they're getting used to, you know, each other. They're looking at different things each way. So just remember, there's going to be growing pains. And that play is like an indication to me that is growing pains.
Yeah, I mean, when John Mara said that we've done everything to screw this kid up when talking about Daniel Jones, I mean, they've put him in another very difficult situation in changing the coach again and putting another new offense in front of him in a year where he doesn't have a contract next
year.
I mean, like,
I'll tell you a thing. If Kadarius Toney is the guy in the middle going to the corner, nobody's staying with that kid.
Yeah, I know.
And that kid's going to be wide open for a touchdown, but he didn't play again last night.
Right. Well, he had the offseason knee surgery. Apparently, he tweaked it in practice a couple days ago. He wasn't with the team last night. I mean, they need him. They need him to be a star. And I mean, you know, Dave Gettleman tried to surround Daniel Jones with weapons last year. I mean, they went and signed Kenny Golladay, and then they drafted, you know, even though it didn't work out the way they wanted it to in the draft, but they drafted Kadarius Toney.
Kind of like what the Jets are doing with Zach Wilson.
Right, but so far these things haven't really worked out. We saw flashes with Kadarius Toney, but Galladay's been a bust to this point, and they haven't worked out.
True.
If both those guys end up reaching their potential, and Daniel Jones has got some real, and Saquon Barkley can stay healthy, you got some real weapons there.
Right. You know, I also, there was a play, the second series, where Daniel Jones drops back, and I was praying to God it wasn't Saquon Barkley, and it wasn't. There's a blitz coming, and the running back gets steamrolled right into Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
And the ball goes out of bounds. Now, I have no idea why, you know, Carl and Papa don't go back and say, you know, this is not how you block in the backfield.
Sure.
I mean, he just got, I mean, steamrolled right back into Daniel Jones. And that's not Daniel Jones' fault. I mean, you'd like to have a clean pocket. You got to step up. You got to deliver the hit. You can't take the hit. And, you know, that's part of a running back's responsibility. When he is back there, he has got to pick up the blitz. And on this particular play, it definitely was a play that you could see that's an issue. That is an issue. It's one play. It's one blocking assignment, and then they just kind of glossed over it. They didn't even discuss it.
Yeah.
All they talked about was the poor throw that went out of bounds. I'm like, did you see why the ball went out of bounds?
Sure, right. Because
I mean, the running back just sitting right in the lap of Daniel Jones in the backfield.
Yeah. And thank God it wasn't Saquon Barkley, because that's been something that we've been talking about
I went back and looked at almost as immediately as it was over. I was like, okay, yeah, that was not Saquon.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Right. So those are things they need to improve on, obviously. And hopefully they use them more in the passing game, too. And Brian Daboll sort of intimated that the practices that have been open to the media, they've been saying they've been using them a lot as a receiver. So they have to. I mean,
He's so fast that, I would try to steal a few of the plays that they run with Deebo Samuel.
Yeah.
You know, and how they get Deebo underneath the quarterback, just that little pitch pass, which counts as a completion. And let Saquon do what he does outside the numbers. You know, let him use his speed. I know he tried a couple times last night to run up into the line and lower his shoulder. And I was glad to see that, because that's part of it. It seems like they're trying to send a message to him. You know, like, you're going to be the guy, man. Get out there, be this guy. We're not going to baby you, and you have to earn it. And I kind of like that kind of mindset as well. That's what it feels like, and that's what it felt like to me last night watching it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.